Yeah.
Uh-huh. Kind of the dirt came in.
Yeah.
What about that place on the floor in front of the fireplace? What do you call that?
Well, we always called it hearth. That's what we called it, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you ever remember cooking on that?
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
Well, my grandmother used to cook on the fireplace that way all the time, see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sure did.
What was she cooking?
Well, she cooked beans, chicken, and anything she's got that was on it. Mm-hmm. Baked cornbread. And also baked biscuits. Had a big skillet like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put it down there and put oak coals on top of it. They'd bake just as brown as that's brown it could be.
Yeah. Did this skillet you're talking about, did that have legs to it?
Uh-huh.
Was there anything else like that that you used?
Well, no, not as I know. Well, boiling pot, we call it. An iron pot, it had legs to it, too, see.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't got none of that with $500 frying pans.
Now they're all what?
Frying pans, you see. Ain't no legs to them.
Yeah, I see. Say, in the fireplace, you'd lay the wood across the...
Yeah, laid up in the chimney there, see.
Uh-huh.
Had fire dogs that mm-hmm. you put your wood on. That's the way it was fixed.
What kind of wood would you use to start a fire with?
We'd use lighter to get the oak started, but then when you got that oak wood started, it'd burn right on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, you might take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back, and it'd burn for a long time.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
What would you call that?
Well, I just call that lasting wood, you see, because it don't burn out so quick. You take that oak wood, take two or three pieces of that and put in the fireplace, there you'll have fire all day and all night.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a back stick or chunk?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. What's that now?
Well, now, I couldn't exactly explain that to you like that is because that's how much deal we always use oak and lighter, you see, is what we use, you see.
Uh-huh. But what about the words back stick and chunk? Do you ever... Did you ever hear about that?
No, I ain't. No.
Mm-hmm. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney, what?
We call it smut.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Not that I know of. That's all I've ever heard it called.
Uh-huh. What about the stuff that you have to shovel out of the fireplace?
That's ashes.
Okay. And, things that, the room that you sleep in, you call that the...
Well, that fireplace, if you got bedrooms in there, see, it'll keep warm the whole house, if you want to come back. Yeah.
What sort of, things do you have in the house to sit on, or...?
Well, we have chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about something longer than a chair?
Well, bench, please.
Anything else?
We used to have a bench that put on each side of the table for set on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A long bench, see.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we used at the table to set on.
Yeah. What about something they have nowadays that might go in someone's living room?
Well, I call that chairs, you know.
Settee.
Settee.
What's a settee?
Well, it's just a big outfit that's got four legs under it.
Uh-huh.
But just,
can two or three people sit on
it? Oh, yeah.
Are there any other names for things like that?
None that I know of.
Did you ever hear soap?
Sofas?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, it's kind of like a settee, only
it's not
bigger.
Uh-huh. I see. What might you have in the windows to pull down to keep out the light?
Windows.